Yes, it was an amazing start by Australia. At one stage, we were 3 for 11. Anybody with an English persuasion would have been hiding under the bed at that stage. Monty Panesar, former England test spinner, joins us. Hopefully, he's emerged from under the bed. Welcome to you, Monty.
Well, good morning from England. I guess you guys must be absolutely delighted with today's performance from Australia.
Monty, we're only taking it one session at a time, and until we're 3 for 270 at stumps probably tomorrow night, and we've seen off the new ball, I think that's when we should start gloating. As you know, us Australians, we're very, very quiet and self-restrained unit as a country.
Yeah, you know, I must say it's far the opposite, but it must be great, you know, great for the Australian fans, and also especially since some of the states have been in such extreme lockdown, this must be just great news just to see the Australian team do so well on the first day, and especially getting that first wicket.
Yeah, it was
amazing. The first ball. You couldn't ask for a better start.
Monty, I mean, we're all having a laugh now. We won't know what this score is like until we bat. Yeah. But was there surprise in England that Joe Root batted?
I thought it was a bit of a surprise because, I was with a Barmy Army fan, and we saw the toss go up, and I thought, oh, yeah, everyone's got, he's going to have a bowl. And then he batted, which was slightly surprising. And then also with the selection, we just thought with so much rain around and, there's a bit of juice in that wicket that possibly, Joe Root could have bowled a bit of spin. And, Stuart Broad, he's got a fantastic record.
Yep.
At the Gabba, where he's actually, I think he's taken 12 wickets at an average of, 24. So that's surprising again. And we'll have to see, how England bowl under the sort of overcast condition. There's a lot of rain around. So who knows, will there be enough time, to enforce a result by both teams? We just don't know. So, but it's been a fantastic day for Australia, a dream start. A dream start for Pat Cummings. He could not ask for a better start to be the Australian captain.
No, I'm not sure what went wrong. I think the only thing that's gone wrong at this stage is that Nathan Lyon hasn't got his 400. I don't think he got his 400th wicket, but the captain got 5 for.
Yeah.
We fielded
Stark bowled really well.
Stark got the monkey off the back. And it really started that selection. As you said, Broad not selected. I saw Warner doing backflips when he wasn't selected.
So first time an England team has played without Broad and Anderson since 2006. So, I mean, that's... What are they going to need to do with the ball? Who are they turning to tomorrow, Monty, do you think?
Well, look, you've got to watch how the Australians bowled. Relentless on that off-stump line, and then, sort of bowling just back of a length where you're just kind of leaving that ball, leaving it, and then they bowl it slightly fuller, and then they get the sort of, the nick. And I think that's what England need to do as well. Ollie Robinson, there'll be a lot of, obviously, pressure on him, but he's a high-arm bowler, really probably got the highest sort of release point. That'll be really interesting to see how the Australian batsmen combat that. He may get that bit of extra bounce. Chris Wokes probably be a bit more similar to sort of Jimmy Anderson's style. So, these two are going to be key bowlers, I think, for England tomorrow. And Jack Leach, let's see how he goes. He may not even get a bowl, We may not even see him, have too much bowling to be done with the way the surface is playing. And especially, like you said, there's a bit of cloud cover, a bit of sort of heavy rain. So it's going to be a big day. But I think the real, I think what Saturday is kind of the fourth day of the test match where the weather is actually at its best. That could be a deciding factor if England are batting, on that day, they need to have a really good day. That's going to be the day where they have to show that, we can compete against this Australian side. And at the moment, I must say, Pat Cummins 1, Joe Root 0.
Yeah, it's been a big win for the skipper and a big win for Australia when, even if it does peter out to be a rain-affected draw, I think the galvanising of the team from, say, 3 months ago pre the World Cup victory, and this is obviously a different side, but after today, I think that it's going to be a much more solid unit and much more difficult to win.
Yeah, look, this Australian side, I think as a bowling unit, I think they're much stronger than a batting unit. They're always going to be testing on their batting, and a huge reliance is going to be on Steve Smith. David Warner has had a successful T20 run, but we don't know how he's going to adapt against, you know, the Kookaburra ball. And it depends on the England bowlers as well, you know, the discipline that they bowl and do they get that same movement as well. So it's Australian batting is going to be the key, you know. Whenever they bowl, say, England out cheaply, how do they respond back? That's going to be really, you know, interesting to see, and especially the huge reliance, you know. Last time when they had, you know, the Ashes down under, I think Steve Smith was unbelievable. I think he's averaging over 100, and he had a great sort of Ashes series then. And that's going to be a deciding factor as well, how he plays. And because, you know, some of the younger players, you know, they very sort of come hard at the ball, you know, real dash at it. That could play into the England bowlers. So it'll be fascinating to see, you know, how they cope against when the ball just moves a little bit.
Monty, great to have you on. Try to enjoy the rest of the day. We'll chat to you after you lose the first test.
Thanks, mate. Thanks.
Monty Panesar, maybe a little bit harsh at the end there. Great friend of this show and a little bit flat, as you can imagine. Hey, I've just had a look. The Department of Health, the Australian government. So the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation has essentially given the list as of November 26th of who can get the exemption.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty clear. So unless you have an inflammatory cardiac illness without the last 3 months, a major medical condition, like you've just had major surgery, a confirmed PCR of the SARS-CoV-2 infection, which you'd expect Novak hasn't had, any serious adverse attributed to the previous dose of a vaccine. Now, we think he's unvaccinated, so that wouldn't apply. And if the vaccine is a risk to themselves or others during the process that would warrant a temporary exemption. Now, that's a little bit vague. And then it says that chronic symptoms following COVID-19, not a contraindication of COVID-19 vaccines, but do warrant clinical discussion. And then it talks about pregnancy.
But given that he's playing tennis, he hasn't got any contraindications there. So
of that list, and it does say at the top, vaccines have been demonstrated to be safe and effective and are recommended for all Australians over the age of 12. There are very few situations where a vaccine is contraindicated, and as such, medical exemptions are expected to be very rarely acquired.
Yeah, I think, as I said at the top, any medical exemption, I think, would create more problems than it solves for Novak.
More sports after this.